أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد نجينا بني إسرائيل من العذاب المهين من فرعون إنه كان عاليا من المسرفين ولقد اخترناهم على علم على العالمين وآتيناهم من الآيات ما فيه بلاء مبين إن هؤلاء ليقولون إن هي إلا موتتنا الأولى وما نحن بمنشرين فأتوا بآبائنا إن كنتم صادقين صدق الله العظيم الله تبارك وتعالى continues to speak about the Bani Israel and Fir'aun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Musa alayhi salatu wassalam and Fir'aun. One of the pleas, one of the maqsad, the objectives of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam was to free the Bani Israel from the clutches of Fir'aun. And Allah says, وَلَقَدْ نَجَّيْنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْمُهِينِ مِنْ فِرْعَوْنِ. Certainly, we delivered, we emancipated, we freed the Bani Israel from the azab. What kind of azab? Al-muhin, which was a demeaning azab, a degrading azab, a disgracing azab. The punishment that Fir'aun had meted out to the Bani Israel, besides enslaving them, besides making them slaves, Allah Himself says it was an azab that disgraced the Bani Israel. Killing children, newborn children in front of the mothers, undoubtedly was a very, very great atrocity amongst the other atrocities that Fir'aun had committed. And hence Allah says, we saved them from this humiliating azab, min Fir'aun, we saved them from Fir'aun. In other words, here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows that whatever steps Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had taken to free the Bani Israel, all those plans were put in place by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and it was Allah Rabbul Izzat that caused those plans to be fruitful. Innahu kana aliya. Certainly Fir'aun was haughty, he was arrogant, min al musrifin, from those who transgressed, who exceed the limits and the bounds and limitations set down by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that he had encroached and he went beyond humanity, beyond humankind, beyond what was expected from a human, that he himself claimed to be God, he himself claimed to be a Lord, a deity, and not only a deity, but ana rabbukumul a'la, I am the greatest, I am the highest, and hence he exceeded every limit that was set down that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would have tolerated. On the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Bani Israel, وَلَقَدْ اخْتَرْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عَلَىٰ الْعَالَمِينَ, and upon a knowledge that is knowingly, we had chosen them, that is the Bani Israel, عَلَىٰ الْعَالَمِينَ, upon the people of the universe, the people of this world, that at that particular time, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had chosen them. Amongst the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen the Bani Israel for, one was that Allah Rabbul Izzat had chosen them and extracted from amongst them many, many Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. And that in itself is an absolute virtue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted the Bani Israel. Allah had accepted them for the spiritual leadership. Allah had given them material leadership. Allah had given them everything. And it was known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It wasn't something that was coincidental. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had done it because Allah Rabbul Izzat so desired that. But that does not mean in any way that the Bani Israel was more superior to the ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because Allah Rabbul Izzat had made the categorical statement in the Quran, Kuntum khayra ummah, that you are the best of ummah. At that particular time, the Bani Israel were the best and the most superior. Wa ataynahum min al-ayat, and we had given them very many signs. One was Allah Rabbul Izzat had blessed them with the Torah, and that was a very great blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed them, like how Allah has blessed us with the Quran. Unfortunately, we ourselves don't realize this great blessing that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had granted us. But at that particular time, the Torah was given to them. The various miracles Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had bestowed upon Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. And the greatest of all signs was that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, in a very miraculous way, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala delivered them from the clutches of Fir'aun. Ma fihi bala'un mubin. The word bala in Arabic generally refers to trials and tests, but here it refers to the ni'mats of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. That in these ayat, in these signs, were very many ni'mats of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and every ni'mat of Allah is also a trial from Allah. And the greatest trial and the greatest test that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala puts us through when Allah grants us a ni'mat is how much of shukr, how much do we appreciate that ni'mat, and over and above that, how much do we utilize that ni'mat in the obedience of Allah. That is why the word bala is being used here for the ni'mat. Otherwise, bala, we know in our own colloquial languages also, that it refers to a test and a trial that comes down from Allah. Now Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about the Bani Israel, but before that, before speaking about Fir'aun, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said with regards to the people of Makkah Mukarrama, بَلْهُمْ فِي شَكِّ يَلْعَبُونَ. Besides the fact that Allah is the Rabb, and Allah was the Sustainer, and Allah granted everything, the people of Makkah were toying around, they were playing around in a doubt that they had with regards to this life, with regards to the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, and the Nubuwwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala comes back, now speaking about the people of Makkah, and Allah says, إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا مَوْتَتُنَا الْأُولَىٰ. That the people used to say, إِنَّ هَٰؤُلَىٰ إِلَىٰ يَقُولُونَ. The people of Makkah used to say, number one, that there is no other life, but this, there is no other death, but this first death. In other words, there is no life, but the life of this material world. When a person dies, the person is dead and gone. Like people always say, you only live once, so you must make the best of this world. That is not a truth, that is not the reality. The truth and the reality is this, that we are all going to get up once again for the resurrection. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُنْشَرِينَ. And we will not be raised again, and we will not be resurrected again. فَأْتُوا بِآبَاهِنَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Then, O Muhammad and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bring to us our forefathers, if you are truthful, take them out of the qabr. You have showed us other miracles, so take them out of the qabr and let them talk, and let them tell us about what the akhirat is all about. And hence here, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about the people of Makkah, and Allah Rabbul Izzat shows us that amongst the many, many differences that they had, the wrongs that they had, one important thing that they did not believe in is in the day of Qiyamah and the resurrection, which is of absolute importance. That if we bring this yaqeen that there is definitely a day of Qiyamah, then we will find that there will be a revolution insofar as our lives are concerned, our a'mal are concerned. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.